97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The outside lanes of the East Riverview Expressway will close between 8th Street South and 28th Street South until June 12th. This section of roadway begins at Aldi and continues out past Home Depot. The City of Wisconsin Rapids will be patching concrete pavement in this area for the next couple of weeks. They expect to fully reopen both lanes by 3 p.m. on Friday, June 12th. ATV and UTV drivers need to take note of new regulations from the DNR. Anyone riding or driving a UTV are now required to wear a seatbelt. If you intentionally cause damage with an ATV or UTV, you can be charged up to 3 times the cost to repair the damage beyond the fine. ATV or UTV operators may not tow objects bearing any person on a trail or route. Towing persons on ice is limited to 10 miles per hour. And there are now window tint restrictions for UTVs. You can find the full list of regulations and class specifics on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will be setting traps for spongy moths in 36 counties in western and central Wisconsin. They'll do this from mid-May through early July. These small green boxes will be stapled to or hung on trees. Most traps will be set along public roadside rights of way, but some will be located on private property where there is evidence of a new spongy moth population nearby. DATCP asks that traps are not disturbed, but property owners can contact staff if they have questions, want to report a damaged trap, or would like to request that a trap be removed from their property. Local news every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A proposal from Wisconsin Democrats would fully tax any payments from a new federal fund connected to President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says the plan is meant to prevent what she calls misuse of funds, arguing the focus should be on everyday costs like groceries and gas. The fund is tied to a lawsuit settlement and is intended to compensate people who claim they were targeted unfairly by the government. Supporters say it offers a legal path for claims, while critics question how the money would be used. A write-in candidate for Wisconsin governor is drawing criticism after posting a video of himself removing political yard signs in Milwaukee. Carlos Lamar Dixon shared footage of the incident in the River West and East Side neighborhoods and said he took the signs as a political statement. Candidates affected say the signs are protected speech and costly to replace. And Badger State employees can now apply for new state grants to train workers for jobs in advanced manufacturing and artificial intelligence. Governor Evers says about $7 million in federal funding will support the program called WisTrain, and it's open to companies of any size across the state. Applications are due July 13th for the first round of funding. The search for the next athletic director of UW-Madison has entered the next phase. The application period is now open and will be for the next 2 weeks, following the listening sessions that were held over the past few weeks. The search committee in charge had been meeting with student athletes and others to figure out what qualities they wanted in the next athletic director. The school hopes to have the next athletic director in place and working this summer. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Astros. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The first place Brewers battle the Astros in Houston. Kaiwei Tang on the mound tonight for Houston against Milwaukee right-hander Coleman Crow, making his third start for the crew. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was tremendous in his first outing. He didn't miss too many spots. He can pitch here. I mean, he can pitch in the big leagues. It's pretty good.
College basketball. A report says the Wisconsin Badgers will play in a tournament in the Bahamas next season. Meanwhile, when will a new athletic director be hired to replace Chris McIntosh, who left in April?
They're still going to hire somebody this summer. They're opening the application process and accepting applications through June 10th. And then they've also had what they call stakeholder listening sessions. just forums used by organizations to gather direct feedback from different people. Ultimately, though, the goal is to have the athletic director in place this summer before the sports programs and everything else gets going.
That's Badgers reporter Jesse Temple. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Warmer to wrap up the work week. Mostly sunny skies expected today with a high near 84. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 50s. A bit cooler on Saturday. A really nice day to be outside, though. Partly sunny in 76. Back to near 80 on Sunday.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.